Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RT Radio 1.
Have you heard about No Mow Day? It's all about improving our biodiversity. No, say it again. No. Oh, man. Just read it properly, Cormac, will you? It's No Mow May, for God's sake. Who is this geezer inside my head? It's No Mow May. Anyway, it's all about improving biodiversity. It's a great grassroots campaign. Pardon the pun. Professor Jane Stout from TCD is co-founder of the Pollinator Plan, is with us now to tell us all about it. Tell us about No Mow May, Jane.
Hi, Cormac. So No Mow May is all about putting the lawnmower away and leaving the grass to grow, and in amongst the grass, those plants that are native wildflowers can actually bloom, and this can provide a food resource for bees and other pollinating insects. So the idea is to just let that native plant diversity that's already there to flower and support the native wildlife.
It sounds like something I could get involved in, because it means you do very little. Is that it?
That's absolutely it, yes. So it's you can become a conservation hero by doing absolutely nothing, yes.
Down my street. Cyril, you'll get involved as well.
I wonder.
Say again, we lost you there, Cyril.
Oh, sorry, I'm just wondering, like, if your grass gets all scraggly, what if the neighbours start complaining?
Absolutely. So I think, you know, one thing you can do is mow around the edges and make it tidy around the edges so that it's clear that your lawn is being looked after. You're just leaving some areas. The other thing you could do is put a sign up to tell people what you're doing. It's really an initiative that has been really spreading across from Britain into Ireland over the last 3 or 4 years. And it's become really popular because what we're asking people to do is not mow their lawns through the month of May. So it's not don't mow at all. It's just leave the grass and the flowers for the month of May, just to give the wildlife a bit of a chance. So it doesn't get too scraggly in a month.
Yeah, okay. I don't know
if you've ever tried to mow a lawn that grows through May, but I get the idea behind it, obviously, and you will see some beautiful flowers, really, won't you? And different things growing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, most of our lawns, most of our gardens would have things like clovers and self-heals and daisies, and these will come through. I think they look fabulous as well. Some people like their lawn to look completely green. I like it with a smattering of colour. And these things will come through and start to support, as we say, bees and other pollinating insects. But also then when those flowers go to seed, the seed supports other wildlife in the garden. So
Jane, what do you do, though? Can you tell me in 30 seconds what you do when you leave your lawn, you expect those beautiful wildflowers and all the flowers to come up, and you have a big, dirty, tall weed growing out of the long grass? What do you do?
You can pull that. If you don't like the look of it, you can pull it. I mean, this is the thing. These are our gardens. They're for us to enjoy and look at. So if there's something there you don't like, you can pull it out. But I mean, within a month, you shouldn't get anything too wild.
You promised me I wouldn't be doing anything, Jane. This is not good.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, maybe a little bit of work.
Okay. We'll give it a try. Professor Jane Stout, then, thank you very much indeed for joining us. And give it a try. No Mow May.
Oh, he got it. He got it finally.